And you're back with Annie on Showreel, and we've got Belinda Collins. G'day, Belinda. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. The Social Crew Creative Director, and you've obviously been building up a storm. This sounds great. Art After Dark. Tell us about it.
Yeah, sure. It's a two-night evening event where seven venues across Melbourne, cultural hubs, open their doors in the evening to a whole new range of existing programming and also some new highlights and music and DJs and all sorts of film art, every single form of art you can imagine, actually. So from 6 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. It's always exciting to be out doing things at times you would normally not be out. So obviously 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. is exciting in itself. And the places are the National Gallery, the Arts Centre, Fed Square, ACME, State Library of Victoria, and the Melbourne Museum. National Gallery Australia and National Gallery Victoria International, what's the difference? Oh, that's the one down near Fed Square, right?
That's right. So there's National Gallery at two places. So the one that we all know and love from a perennial, featured Ron Muick Mass last time. Mm-hmm. That's coming back to the NGV, which is the main one that we would know, but some may not know the NGV is also at Fed Square. That program there is also featuring some highlights of a new exhibition that's open currently, but yep, then open especially for this show for the evening.
Now, the idea of After Dark is actually inspired by a European Night of Museums, right?
That's right, Night of the Museums, which I believe winds up in about May as well. It started in Paris. We're paying homage to that in Melbourne to encourage people to come out and celebrate the culture that is right under our nose rather than having to go to Europe for this time, so that we can open our doors at night time and experience what we all know and love now that we're able to get out there again.
Now, what would you, imagine you're a person who wants to do this. What would you imagine would be something that would be exciting for them to do? What sort of progress would they make through this event, these events?
Well, there's lots of different offerings. I think the main thing to highlight, that each venue has a different program. The curators of each of those venues have put together their own unique programming. Some play homage, as I said, with NGV, bringing back some favourites. Others have got a whole new element of programming and exhibitions. We've got at ACME, for example, there's a number of films playing. I'm not sure if you want me to go into
the program. Yeah, tell me about the films.
Yeah, sure. So the films that are at ACME, Creature from the Black Lagoon in
3D. Fantastic.
Exactly. So the 30s classic, bringing back that South American myth of the human fish hybrid. From the Amazon, The Gill Man, that's playing. It's obviously a monster movie with a simple, tragic love story connection. We've also got an exhibition there, Gillian Waring, Editing Life, which is free. That's a free one. Creature from the Black Lagoon is ticketed.
The editing for life is a pretty fascinating concept, isn't it? It's about a woman who is the filmmaker is actually chronicling herself. In detail.
Yes. Lens on herself and her approach to photography and video. It's part of the Photo 22 exhibition this year. So it's, I guess, she's using AI or artificial intelligence and age processing tool to depict her possible future self, which is scary. I don't want to do that. So I think that will be very interesting to see how one would do that. Taryn Nullius, which is also at ACME, by Soda Jerk, they're the two-person art collective who make rogue doco films. The political satire, eco-horror road movie, I think that's the genre that comes under. I don't know if anyone's seen it before. If you haven't, it's a remix of fragments of Australian pop culture. And it goes from an apocalyptic desert camp of Mad Max, which is set the site of refuge by Centennial Celebration. So I think, it's quite interesting in that I think the women of Australian cinema in that movie, obviously they're thinking a satire here, go vigilante on Mel Gibson. So that's anyone should see that. That's free.
Yeah.
Then we've got Art Centre hosting, you know, opening the music vault in the evening, which is exciting, with the forecourt hosting a number of DJs across a variety of genres from electronic to soul. Human Nature, which is a ticketed event, classic 90s pop tracks and ballads. I think I sang them many of those in my youth. So you know, that caters for a particular market. Or if any of younger gen are into the 90s, I think we'll pay homage to that, see what it was all about. Then we've got Fed Square. You know,
well, I'm actually pretty interested in Fed Square because you've got Briggs as your opening act.
Absolutely, yeah. Briggs is also obviously a rapper and a hip-hop Yorta Yorta man who is an absolute pioneer of Australian hip-hop. He's also supported by Kian, Izzy and Soju Gang, which is great support at the Fed Live, part of the Fed Live programming, which will be live on the Friday night. Also at Fed Square is Constellations. So it's an audio-visual installation that projects light through water particles. That's by...
Oh, wonderful.
Mercer. Yeah, that's amazing. So I'm looking forward to seeing that one.
Yeah.
Then, depending which way you go from there, really, you've got State Library as well, featuring Midnight at Pink Lake, which is a 360 projection in the dome or the reading room,
yeah.
Which is a little more peaceful. You've got your meditation, poem, song and peace that kind of plays that, like very peaceful and relaxing. As well at the State Library, there's roving performers as well as a create program. So... with Vicinia Tonga, which is around how to weave, and then also Becky Orpen doing 3D flowers with Emma Peel DJing. So it's a really solid program there. Coming back to the NDV International, we've got a current exhibition which I touched on earlier, which is Queer Stories, and it talks about, you know, kind of really investigates the NDV collection as it is, and the I guess how highlights how queerness is intersectional and LGBTQ plus rights are interwoven in other movements, in other political movements.
Yep.
Really fascinating exhibition. I think that's, you know, a great one for everyone to see. And then you've got up the top of the city there, we've got Melbourne Museum, which is Melbourne Museum Universe. So it's a galaxy-inspired program.
Wonderful.
With the IMAX release of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, so, is this a 3D version of it, by any chance?
It is.
I saw it the other day because I do reviews, and I was thinking to myself, this would be so good 3D.
Oh, amazing. I mean, I think, you know, anything directed by Sam Raimi, which is the same director as Spider-Man and the Evil Dead series, I believe there's a heap of cameos. I haven't seen it, but I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Get in line. So, obviously, that's a ticketed event, I should imagine.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. But really worthwhile. Yeah, I mean...
the majority of the programming's free. I think some of the films, obviously, for Acme, Creature of the Black Lagoon and Doctor Strange are ticketed. But the majority of the programming's free, including all the things that are happening around them. So, I mean, I think... To encourage people for those sorts of shows, I think book ahead, definitely get booking, plan your night. For the others, you know, you can walk around, obviously, Fed Square's free. You know, the majority of the programming is free, actually. So
But it'd be wise to book. It'd be wise to book.
Yeah, I think wise to book, definitely, for those that you definitely want to.
And anyway, it'd be better to plan. It'd better to plan.
Well, you're speaking to a planner. yes, I plan. I would plan ahead, definitely. And, you know, make a night of it. It's Friday and Saturday night are there to play in. So it's nice to be able to go out now. So
yeah,
very exciting.
Thanks for talking to us, Belinda. And, of course, they can go online to After Dark, Art After Dark. Art After Dark. And you'll get everything. You'll be able to look.
Correct.
You'll be able to see.
Right.
Thanks very much for talking to me.
You're welcome.